you want, just dial the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com as we launch here into the second hour of the program. Last night, we did tell you, or we had a caller bring up this Obama video, this Hollywood celebrity video. Have you seen this thing yet, Wayne?
No, I haven't.
Okay, we're going to have to play it for you on one of the breaks so we can talk about it a little bit later, because we didn't really get into the details of what went on in this beyond just the hero worship, the actual kind of fascist worshiping, not the country, which is bad enough, but worshiping one man is essentially what this video was. We can get into details on that, but let's talk about Mexico first. Mark, you say there's a civil war going on down there. Is this even hitting the news?
Yeah, it's, I've got this one from the Huffington Post, but I've had a couple of stories going on, and, you know, civil war might be a... You know,
extreme.
It's difficult to... The historians decide whether something's a civil war, generally.
I see, yeah.
And usually the terminology they like to use for civil war is two political factions going at it. But
within one geographic location.
If there is a political faction in power and another faction that wishes to take over that power or wrest that power away from that political faction, mm-hmm. would you call that a civil war?
I guess.
Okay, great. Here we go. Mexico City from the Huffington Post, huffingtonpost.com. Indiscriminate kidnappings, nearly daily beheadings, gangs that mock and kill government agents.
Kidnappings daily or beheadings daily?
Both.
Oh, my.
I mean, they kidnap you and then behead you.
Oh, dear.
This isn't Iraq or Pakistan. It's Mexico, which the U.S. government and a growing number of experts say is becoming one of the world's biggest security risks. The prospect that America's southern neighbor could melt into lawlessness and provides an unexpected challenge to Barack Obama's new government. It is the latest reporting, in its latest reporting, anticipating possible global security risks. The U.S. Joint Forces Command lumps Mexico and Pakistan together as being at risk of a rapid and sudden collapse.
Well, now the U.S. Government may be able to invade Iraq and Afghanistan, relatively small countries, but how about Mexico? Are they going to be able to invade to keep the peace?
I think we do. I think we'd do a better job of invading Mexico than we would of Iraq and Afghanistan. But I've got a different point. Why do I think that? Because it logistically, it's closer, easier.
Closer, but it's much larger, right? I mean, how do you hold territory like that?
You know, what do I think? I think that the United States military, when unleashed, we're not talking about a policing agency. You're talking about the United States military. They've got really big bombs, okay? And when the cartels, which is what the organizations here that are fighting the Mexican government, mm-hmm. When the cartels want to go up against guys with really big bombs, they're going to go boom and lots of red gooey pieces.
I don't know. I think you're underestimating the cartels.
You're out of your mind. Mexican possibility may seem less likely, but the government, its
politicians... Wait a minute. I'm out of my mind. Hold on a second. This is the same U.S. federal government that can't hold a candle to a bunch of ragtag insurgents in Iraq? And
the ragtag insurgents don't care if they live in a mud hut. They're doing it for Allah, baby. These cartel people, they've got to live in palaces. Palaces are big. They're easy to cut the power off to, and they have lots of stuff that can turn into shrapnel.
Okay, so they may not have the same level of dedication, but at the same time, they've got a hell of a lot more money than the insurgents do in Iraq.
Money against the largest military the world has ever known?
Money can buy you some pretty nice weapons, and clearly some insurgents can go up against the largest military with an RPG and an AK-47.
You'll have a real live mission accomplished situation on your hands right from the relatively quickly, within a few weeks. I know that the people that believe in decentralization don't want to hear this, but the fact is it's entirely different fighting half a world away against a bunch of people who are doing it for God than it is doing it, you know, just across the border for a bunch of people who are doing it for a dollar. Now, I've got a point I'd like to make on this, if you wouldn't mind. Okay, the Mexican possibility may seem less likely, but the government, its politicians, police, judicial infrastructure are all under sustained assault and pressure by criminal gangs and drug cartels. The command said the report published November 25th, how that internal conflict turns out over the next several years will have a major impact on the stability of the Mexican state. Retiring CIA Chief Michael Hayden told reporters on Friday that Mexico could rank alongside Iran as a challenge for Obama, perhaps greater than Iraq. The U.S. Justice Department said last month that Mexican gangs are the biggest organized crime threat to the United States. Okay, so why hasn't the Mexican military gone in there and used their big bombs?
Well, they don't have probably owned by the cartels.
They don't have as big a bombs. Yeah, they've infiltrated pretty thoroughly, and they are concerned about blowing up Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
Those are three concerns that the United States military would not have. Now, I'm not suggesting the United States military goes in and does this because we essentially have, Mexico's already a client state, but we might as well annex it if we go in and do that. The point I'd like to make on this is that the reason that people claim that we need the war on drugs is order and law, right? Law and order, right?
Yeah, that's what they claim.
Well, it's one of the reasons. If we didn't have the war on drugs...
Drugs are bad.
If you didn't have the war on drugs, the fact is that people on the street, our whole livelihood, the way the life is in the United States, would crumble around us because everybody would be doing heroin and lying on the street like they did in the opium den.
That's what they'd like you to believe.
Okay, great. The question is if... You know, they lump law and order together because that would be disorder, that would be chaos, having people lying around in the streets, and we must have the laws in order to have that order. The fact is, those laws are resulting in disorder. They're resulting in the Mexican government being at worse than Iran or Iraq as far as a security threat to the United States of America. So, those of you who think we need drug laws, some drug laws, any drug laws, in order to maintain law and order because we could have some level of chaos without them, need to look south of the border and what it's doing to Mexico.
You don't have
and
to look south of the border.
You
can look around the border. You can look at border towns and you can see the fighting going on in America. They're threatening the police down there.
And it's coming across the border in America, and the police departments are not ready to handle that level of fighting. They're just not.
And firepower, too, because the drug lords are better equipped than the police departments
are. They sure are. No doubt about that. And the last thing those drug lords want is, you know, the full-scale military. But that's going to have implications if we unleash our full-scale military attack on them. That's going to have implications it's going to last for decades as far as the United States is going to have to deal with things.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, do you want to rebuild Mexico? Do you want essentially to build Mexico up to the level of society that we have in the United States? You're not rebuilding it. You're building it. You're going to blow up their little mud huts, and you're going to have to build everything up to the level that the United States considers acceptable. We cannot afford that.
It's something to keep an eye on because Mexico has a lot of natural resources that I'm sure certain people would love to get their hands on.
Sure, certain people that wouldn't have to pay to rebuild.
I have to say I'm not so concerned with the whole rebuilding thing as much as I am the whole killing innocent people in Mexico thing. How about that factor? How about the fact that you're going to make it so Mexicans hate the United States? I mean, it already is bad enough that they can't stand that. They're already getting upset at the fact that the immigration crackdowns are happening where the United States federal government is harming their families by arresting their brothers and their sisters and throwing them into essentially concentration camps before they're forced back into Mexico. That's doing enough to really damage relations between Mexicans and Americans, but to actually go and drop bombs on those folks down there is really I mean, you want to talk about terrorists coming across the border? You want to talk about terrorists coming across the southern border? That's going to create a real terrorism problem.
I think you're going to have a real problem there because currently, the only place in the world where you the places in the world where you have suicide bombers are places that not places that are Muslim or places where Muslims are fighting other people or places that are particularly religious. It's where you have an occupied country. If we go in there, we stop that the drug cartels and essentially have to be in there for a period of months. Are we going to have people who say, we're trying to get rid of these Americans, we can't get rid of them, let's do some suicide bombings? Can we handle that on our southern border? What is it, 1,400 miles long? Can we really stop suicide bombers from coming in this country? I know it may sound extreme, people, but this is how it happens, step by step. And, I wouldn't call it the first step, but one of the first steps is this stinking drug war.
Yeah, they're not going to end that anytime soon, that's for sure. The government only knows how to solve problems with force. It never considers removing its programs. It never considers going backwards and
Americans
reversing
are going to get
direction.
Hurt in this. A lot of Americans.
Yeah. And their friends and family down in Mexico, because a lot of Americans have relatives down there. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live. You take control.
It's time for the Finally Thin Radio Minute with tips, information, and motivation to achieve your own success on any weight loss plan. Here's your host, noted author and diet expert, Kim Benson.
When I weighed 350 pounds, there was a lot about the way I was eating that I really enjoyed. Of course, I didn't like the way the weight made me look or feel, but I did enjoy eating a lot of high-fat foods. A lot. The flip side is also true. I hated dieting, not because I hated losing weight, but because I didn't like how little or what I was eating. But enjoyment is the key. If you don't enjoy it, you won't keep doing it. That's why it's so important to put the time into finding great foods that fit in with your new lifestyle. Try new recipes, search out new products, lighten up your own existing recipes, and figure out how they fit into your new way of eating. Eating light is great, but only if you really love what you're eating. Don't find the time to invest in your new way of living. Make the time. You will get there, and you'll stay there, too. For the Finally Thin Radio Minute, I'm Kim Benson.
For a transcript of this show and others, please visit KimBenson.com. Kim Benson tried every diet going, but yo-yoed her way to 350 pounds. Then she did it. 212 pounds later, she is finally thin. How she did it and how you can too is all in her new book, Finally Thin. Finally Thin breaks down success into a 10-step system showing readers exactly how she accomplished her weight loss goal. A must-have for anyone trying to lose weight. Finally Thin by Kim Benson is available wherever books are sold.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold, hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
With rising unemployment and an economy that continues to fail, comes an increase in crime. Are you safe when you walk to your car? Are your kids safe when they go out? Everyone needs something to give that extra edge in case of an attack. You need DPS pepper spray from MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Stinger keychain is a great way to surprise a potential attacker. Mr. Defense carries the largest selection of stun guns, air tasers, knives, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your order. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 today.
The United States is bankrupt and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want if you dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, the features we give away, so enjoy those on us. And they include the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo and prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com and see it for yourself. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. And also, you need to know about the Liberty Forum, the 2009 Free State Project Liberty Forum, happening the first week first weekend, rather, in March at the Nashua New Hampshire Crown Plaza Hotel, same location as last year. It's going to be a blast. Hundreds of liberty-loving individuals will be converging, or convening, rather, for a convention. That is what the Liberty Forum is. It's a great opportunity to come up here and experience what it's like to be around hundreds of like-minded people who are activists for liberty, that are going to actually do something, are doing things to achieve liberty in our lifetime. That's who attends the Liberty Forum. Hundreds of people who already live in New Hampshire, many people who are considering moving to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, as well as some big-name liberty-oriented celebrities like Glenn Jacobs from the WWE. You might know him as Kane over there. Dr. Mary Ruard from the book Healing Our World. John Taylor Gatto, also great author. Lots of people are going to be there. Panel discussions, keynote speeches, socializing, networking, libating. It's a great time. Wayne, you were there last year, right? Good times, right?
Oh, yeah. And this year, sell my clothes. I'm going to heaven.
We are, well, I don't know what that means. You're going to be clothed,
I'm enjoying
right?
myself.
You're going to be clothed, though, right?
But it's like heaven.
Okay, good. All right, so we'll see you there and hopefully see you, the listener, there. And you can go and get registered and save yourself 10% with our discount code, which is 2009FTL. That's 2009FTL. Just go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum to get more information about the event and get signed up. That's freestateproject.org/libertyforum. As we continue with your phone calls, David in New York, you are on Free Talk Live.
Evening, fellas.
David, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, it was I that called in last night about the Obama National Service Celebrity Endorsement.
Yes, sir.
You've seen the video?
I have seen the video at this point, and Mark saw it last night as well.
Were you as creeped out as I am?
It's pretty revolting.
Yeah, pretty darn creeped out. And I thought that Nick, who is, I'm a big fan of Nick. I think he's got a really great mind. He made the point that, you know, it, on the way to tyranny, many republics go along this route to sort of cult of personality. The Weimar Republic in Germany, Hitler. Yes. He also used the example of, I came up with the example. He used the Weimar Republic is Rome and Caesar. Caesar declared himself a god. The fact is that this cult of personality seems to precede the dissolution of republics.
Is it that obvious of a sign, in your opinion?
To me, the way that I view Obama is I don't view him as the kind of guy that would do that. But that doesn't mean that the next guy isn't.
You don't view him as the kind of guy that would be
terrible dictator? You know, like to me,
didn't Bush want to be a dictator?
He doesn't show up as but I don't think that he had the force of personality. I think Obama does, but I don't see Obama as Julius Caesar. I don't see him as Adolf Hitler.
That's just a gut feeling, though, right?
That's
There's
a
no
gut feeling.
Information
I mean,
to back that up.
I've got no indication, but that doesn't mean that the Republic couldn't be, the fact is the Republic has been eroded a great deal up to this point, but it could be that, you know, the cult of personality that runs behind Obama, and it's there, is all you have to do is watch the video, might erode it more thoroughly and pave the path to a Nero. You know what I mean?
Right. I mean, he could change over the next 4 years. I mean, if you believe he's not that way now, that doesn't necessarily mean that in 3 more years of this hero worship or this politician worship that we're seeing could really get into his head ever more than it currently is and could really get full of himself. And who knows what will happen.
It doesn't seem genuine to me because this man hasn't done anything to warrant this kind of reaction if these people are intelligent, caring, honest people.
Well, you know,
and the fact that he has kind of not completely come out on the whole national service end, and all these celebrities were on board 2 days before the inauguration with this video where they're so passionately supporting him. To me, it just seems like total Goebbels-style propaganda. It doesn't seem organic one bit.
Yeah, well, very true. But I think also a lot of people see his inauguration and presidency as a milestone for America in the sense that they feel that maybe America is more tolerant than they once were, and that's something that you could be proud of. However, I agree that the hero worship here is just a little creepy, and it'll be interesting to see what happens as this financial crisis escalates, how this all pans out and how the chips fall.
I think we would be foolish to think that Obama was not inserted by the same establishment that's been running the White House for the last 30 plus years.
Absolutely. You don't get to be a major presidential candidate without being a good old boy.
So the fact that he has extra melanin in his skin tone, I don't really think is very high of an achievement, because I see tyranny. I don't see anything else.
Well, there's the potential for it.
I'd like to make a point. You said that this was not an that his policies weren't organic, and I think I agree to some extent on change.org, the drug war, and specifically the
change.gov. Change shut down now, by the way.
Org was on before. Oh, it was change.gov. I'm sorry.
Right, but they shut it down now.
Okay, change whatever it is. The drug war was the number one issue that was brought to his attention, and he batted it away with nary a blink.
Mm-hmm.
So it would appear as though the people that the things that people want don't really matter to him, and apparently the orders are coming on from on high, and I don't know where on high is. I mean, maybe it's him. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe people feel the same people that put George Bush into office also put him in office. That remains to be seen. But if you look at the donors for both candidates, the main contributor to both McCain and Obama was the same company.
What company was that?
Goldman Sachs.
Interesting.
Yeah, and you had the big new Brzezinski running the campaign of Obama and his son running McCain's campaign. And the big new started the Council on Foreign Relations with David Rockefeller, and he started the Mujahideen, which became the Taliban and Al-Qaeda. So.
Well, I mean, if anybody ever doubted that Washington, D.C. is a good old boys club, all you have to do is look at the pictures of George Bush the First palling around with Bill Clinton. I mean, they were like old high school buddies during George Bush, the most recent George Bush's tenure. They were spotted doing all kinds of things, fishing and golfing and hanging out. I mean, you were back in the early 90s. You were supposed to believe these two were the most mortal of enemies in the 1992 election George Bush was running for re-election.
Yeah, I've even seen some video of Hillary Clinton and George W. Bush looking at each other like in a love fest.
They're fellow drug runners. I mean, Arkansas, the Iran-Contra. I mean, Bush's old name was Poppy Bush. I mean, who are we kidding here?
Thank you, David, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you, sir. 800-259-9231. So, yeah, I mean, they're all buddy-buddy up there. It's all about scratching one another's backs, not about doing anything to harm one another.
Yeah, the thing is, I mean, look at Obama's administration. It's recycled politicians. I mean, it's the
on
same.
On both sides.
From both sides. I mean, they're just, now, I don't know about everybody's in it together, and I don't know about all that, but the fact is, it's not like there's change going on. He hasn't brought in new people to give a new, fresh perspective on Washington.
Nope.
It's the same old people solving the same old problems the same old way. Is this the definition of insanity?
1-800-259-9231. You take control. Give us your thoughts about whatever you want. It's Free Talk Live.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
I am so frustrated. I can't seem to remember anything anymore.
What?
Seriously, my memory and attention span is terrible. I read something and forget. I forget people's names. I hear all this great information on the radio and I want to tell people, but I forget.
Okay, slow down. Poor attention and memory loss is not your fault. Factors like fluoride in the water, aluminum in deodorants, genetically modified foods, the way the education system taught you. It's all meant to dumb you down. You know, I can remember everything now, even entire books.
What? How?
There is this website called School of Phenomenal Memory. Their online course is a real breakthrough in the field of memory improvement. In fact, they guarantee that every single person will be able to memorize any type of information, including entire books, after they complete just 60 lessons. And they offer a no questions asked, no time limit, money back guarantee.
Wow. What's the website?
Now, don't forget, it's pmemory.net. The letter P, memory.net.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Acola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Your engine is the heart of your vehicle. Wouldn't it be nice to be able to determine whether it's going to go the long run? Or should you dump your vehicle before you experience a major expense? The military has developed such a technology, and it's called oil analysis. By taking a mere 4-ounce sample during an oil change, you can get an easy-to-read, complete report by an independent laboratory covering engine wear, oil condition, and contamination. You could expect to pay hundreds of dollars or more for someone to look inside your engine. But now, for only $14.95, we will send you a test kit with easy-to-follow directions. Yes, just $14.95. Then you can speak directly with one of our experts on your engine's condition and how to make it last longer. Act now and we'll pay the shipping to you. Visit oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com or call 888-873-7371. That's 888-873-7371. 888-873-7371.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Live, you can bring up whatever you want if you dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Wade.
And Mark. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We give away the features on the site those other talk show hosts charge you, so enjoy it all free, including live streams, broadband version, dial-up version, and a webcam, all free for you at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com. We continue with your phone calls. Ladies first, Kimberly in North Dakota. You're on Free Talk Live, Kimberly.
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, I just was curious what you guys think of polygamy, because there's this online community that I frequently visit, and they brought up the issue, and I was just wondering what you guys think of it.
Well, what do you think before we go into it?
Are you humping a bunch of other people?
No, not at all. Just like the libertarian in me wants to say that I'm for it because I have no business, you know, controlling other people's lives. But the conservative in me wants to say it's totally morally wrong and will increase the divorce rate and make a joke of marriage. So
well,
I'm just wondering what your opinion is.
Well, you don't do it, but if other people do it, it's none of your business.
I suppose.
Right. You don't have to be – just because you're a libertarian doesn't mean you have to be – for things that you morally disagree with. You can be against polygamy, but at the same time, you can allow others to be polygamists, and you can be all right with it. A lot of people don't, one of the earlier callers was very vehement about his belief system and very anti this and anti that and anti everything else. And if you focus your life on what you're against, then you'll be a very bitter old bag.
And not to mention, you create that to some extent in your life. You'll be focusing on it and that kind of thing, so you'll see it more often.
Right.
Right. And, you know, so as far as I'm concerned, I don't think that necessarily polygamy is really the best road to happiness. However, what the hell do I know about other people's lives?
Right. For some people, it might be. And if that's what floats their boat, then I say more power to them.
Yeah. Statistically, it would seem like it wouldn't work out as well as one woman, one man. But that doesn't mean that there aren't other people on the fringes of those statistics that would benefit from polygamous relationships. And as far as I'm concerned, 13 guys and two girls can live together happily married in one house. What difference does it make to me in
actually,
my life?
Actually, historically, it was done many times out of necessity because there would be a war and a lot of the men were killed. And then there were a lot more women than men and they had to repopulate the country. Mm-hmm. So a man would have several wives so he could have 10 or 12 or 20 children and repopulate the country. So a lot of times it was done actually out of necessity more so than some sort of deviant moral code.
Your thoughts, Kimberly?
Well, I mean, having a relationship is one thing, and I'm all for if you want to date multiple people at one time and they all know about it, that's totally fine. But marriage is kind of another thing. But then and again, basing laws on morals doesn't seem like the greatest idea either.
No, it's not really working out.
No, because who's morals? And that's the ultimate question when we're talking about creating laws based on morals. Is it going to be your moral set, my moral set, Barack Obama's moral set? Because the morals are not a universal constant. I think that
exactly.
Each individual gets to create their own set of morals for themselves, and hopefully that set of morals will gel with most other people's sets and we'll all get along okay.
Sure, but you're entitled also to associate closely with those people who best meet your own personal morals.
Of course. Kimberly?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It seems to have worked if you look at it in practice, it seems to have worked wherever it has worked just fine. And you know, I can tell
polygamy,
you
polygamy that
yeah,
is.
Polygamy. And I can tell you it's not what you know, makes sense to me in my world. It's not where I'm coming from. But at the same time, I know that there's good people out. There must be good people out there in these parts of the world where polygamy's been practiced. And why in the world couldn't they integrate? There's probably people I know that are in polygamous relationships that I don't know that they're in the polygamous relationships. Would that affect the way I feel about them if I were to find out? It seems like one of those nunya business situations.
Also,
for me.
I think the concern that there would be some issue with the amount of potential partners drying up is pretty ludicrous because it doesn't seem to me that at least any time in the near future polygamy will really catch fire and a lot of people all of a sudden jump in and into that particular lifestyle because it's from my observation of the culture that we're in, it seems like people like to have one partner and if not, they like to change to a different partner. Partner, but not have multiple partners all at the same time. There are exceptions to that rule, but for the most part, that tends to be the rule, don't you think, guys?
Yeah, you know, I've known guys who kind of indicated they would fantasize about having that kind of a life, but I think it'd make life kind of complicated.
But finding a woman who would be all right with having other women living in the same situation as she is would be pretty difficult, don't you think?
You could have like five trailers all in a circle and you just sleep in each trailer every night. I don't know.
You have to find somebody else who's going to consent to that. You have to find another party. Even if you yourself really love the idea of having five different women on your arm, can you find five women that also love that same idea? That's a relatively difficult task.
The issue of consent, though, I mean, the majority of polygamous marriages don't consist of, like you said, 13 men and two women. It's like one man and 13 wives, and
one
the wives are
man.
Brainwashed.
Is this true? You're talking about, like, the FDLS
or
FDLS?
FDLS. Yeah, you're talking about the Mormons, and this is a much more informed culture. If you'll take a look at the polygamous relationships that are springing up now amongst young people that are trying new and different things out, you'll find that it's much more even as far as you know people kind of flitting about partner
to
partner,
they call it
like polyamory.
Amorous.
Right. Yes. And so if some of those people decided, you know, the four of us really think each other are great, and we're gonna live together in a house, share expenses and cook and clean and do, you know, I mean, really, what is a marriage? I mean, it sounds like you're putting marriage up on a pedestal. A marriage is an agreement between two people normally, but okay, a group of people to cohabitate and care for kids and a household, right?
Yeah, and actually a lot of communes had a similar arrangement, too, where you'd have a lot of people living in a commune, and people would partner off for a while, and they'd have a little fight, and they'd go off with other people. And no, this did happen. I knew people who lived in the commune up in Oregon in the 70s and 80s.
Oh, I believe you. Absolutely. But they weren't necessarily all together at the same time, right, Wayne? I mean, as far as... If they had a fight, they were kind of broken up, and they'd go somewhere else.
Sure.
Polyamory is the idea of you are staying in your relationship, and you're sort of sharing one another to others.
You know, I can't answer that. I think some of that went on, too, and some of the...
They probably did, yeah. And, you know, that's all their business. And it's, you know, clearly you don't really care that much. I mean, you have your viewpoint, Kimberly, as far as what you think is the right thing to do, and that's really what you should focus on, is what's right for you, what feels good in your life, and go and do that, and then let the polygamists do their thing, right?
Yep, definitely.
All right, thank you for the call. Good hearing from you. And don't forget to send a picture into the Shrine of Female Listeners when you get a chance, if you haven't done so.
Okay, I'll do that.
All right, look forward to it at shrine.freetalklive.com. We continue with Tarek in California. Tarek, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah. It's Tyreek.
Tyreek.
Yeah.
What's on your mind?
Okay. I'm 18. You know, I just started learning about stuff about New World Order conspiracy and Illuminati.
Okay.
And I'm kind of freaked out. Like, you know, I'm freaked out at the moment, but at the same time, it's like I'm trying to really find out what solution. Like,
all right, first of all, let me steer you away from the conspiracy theorists. You've called Free Talk Live. This is not a conspiracy theory show. I understand that it can be very scary. When you listen to the people that are proffering these conspiracy theories out there, that are putting those things forth, that is all they do. All they harp on is that there's a world conspiracy to control your life. There's a world conspiracy to take over the world and kill 80% of the population. They're going to let loose botulism. They're going to kill you or whatever. You know, there's all kinds of claims out there, just craziness. And while it may be true that there are some people who are in search of power over others that wouldn't mind exterminating a percentage of the population, that may be true. If you get yourself bogged down in the obsession with the conspiracy theory, you will come to kind of a place where you are right now, except worse. And I want to bring you back in moments here. We'll continue this discussion, hopefully with a stage of intervention here. 800-259-9231 with Tyreek in California, because it's not too late for him. He's just getting started down this rabbit hole conspiracy theory land, and hopefully we can pull him back out and give him a real solution, which is what he's looking for. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about the privacy of your email messages? Andre Picard, author of the Computer Privacy Handbook, says that normal email has become the most comprehensive surveillance system ever invented. Email may feel like a private one-to-one conversation, but in truth, it's about as confidential as whispering through a megaphone. When messages leave your company's email system, they become vulnerable to unscrupulous third parties who harvest private data for advertising. Also, if you're someone's boss, consider this little fact. In a recent survey, over 35% of IT professionals in charge of business email systems admitted to snooping through the boss's email. Your email no longer has to be exposed to such risks. Now there's PrivacyHarbor.com, an innovative new secure email solution utilizing some of the same reliable technology used in online banking. PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Aches and pains, or suffer from indigestion or inflammation? Are you tired of feeling restless from insomnia? These symptoms are produced by negative toxins, but with the correct information, understanding, and care, you can cleanse them from your body. AloeMaster.com would like to help you begin the road to recovery with aloe vera. For over 4,000 years, aloe vera has been known for its therapeutic and healing properties and is widely recognized as the plant that helps alleviate minor burns. AloeMaster.com picks the best aloe leaves and produces the most potent aloe vera concentrated juices and freeze-dried capsules you can find. AloeMaster.com offers products with 10 times the potency of ordinary aloe products, enhancing the benefits of this ancient cleansing plant. Turn over a new leaf and visit us today at AloeMaster.com. That's AloeMaster.com, or call us at 1-800-934-ALOE. That's 1-800-934-2563 today.
Every 23 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Rapes, robberies, carjackings, assaults.
You can find statistics all day long and tell yourself it probably won't happen to you. But those statistics won't mean anything if you become a victim. It's been said the best offense is a good defense. Prepare yourself by visiting www.aaa-safetyfirst.com. Check out the huge selection of pepper sprays, stun guns, self-defense DVDs, personal alarms, home protection supplies, and hidden cameras. If there's a woman in your life, there's a self-defense product right for her. Don't be a victim. Visit www.aaa-safetyfirst.com and use coupon code GCN to receive a huge 10% discount off your order. That's www.aaa-safetyfirst.com or call 719-289-0440. 719-289-0440 today.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give away the site. Those other talk show hosts want to charge you, so enjoy ours on us. But if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live on a voluntary basis, you can become a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money in, reinvest it into the show, get on more radio stations across the country, bringing more internet listeners on board as well, and helping expose new people to the ideas of freedom. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com to get on board, again, for as little as $3 a month. Any major credit card, PayPal, alternative options are available as well at amp.freetalklive.com. Plus, you get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. Again, amp.freetalklive.com.
A lot of the talk on Free Talk Live is about freedom. My first exposure to the concepts of liberty came from superhero comic books when I was a kid. Right now, Free Talk Live listeners can get an autographed set of Freedom Force comics for only $10, shipping included. I've got these, and I've got them put away. I've got one set for myself, one set for Jack put away. And, you know, I can't wait for Jack to get the opportunity to take a look at these and see some of the child-friendly superhero adventures of Minuteman, Liberty Lad, and the rest of the Freedom Force set. You can go check it out at comics.thundergodexpress.com. And for the first 10 orders right now, mentioning Free Talk Live will get a free random bonus comic included with their order. So it's comics.thundergodexpress.com.
All right, we continue here. Tyreek is on the line with us. Did I get it right? Did I pronounce it right this time?
Yeah, you got it right.
Okay, Tyreek in California, you'd called in to say that you've just come across the global conspiracy to control the world and, you know, the whole idea of the New World Order. And
it's
these,
a little crazy.
And it's
overpowering.
Yeah, and you were feeling pretty disempowered by it and frustrated. And I wanted to stage an intervention here if we possibly could, because we get people calling this show from time to time who are completely immersed in this world of the conspiracy, the fringers, as we've called them, who are people who obsess over this New World Order concept. They obsess over it so much, and they believe in it so fully, that they believe there's nothing that can be done. Now, it sounds to me like you haven't gone that far. It sounds to me like you're relatively new into it, and that you're looking for a solution to something that seems to be an insurmountable problem. Would you say that's accurate so far?
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay. And I'm glad you called here tonight, because we do actually have solutions on this show. Many of the conspiracy theory shows out there, of which this is not one of them, but many of those conspiracy fringer shows just talk about how things are terrible. They talk about how everybody's being controlled and there's nothing you can do about it, so you better build your underground bunker, stock up on your food supply, and disappear, right? Here on Free Talk Live, we understand that the issue is that there are people in search of power. And whether they hang out in clubs calling themselves the Bilderbergers or whatever is irrelevant. What's relevant is that they want to control your life. And that is true. There are people that want to extract money from you, your hard-earned wealth, and they want to essentially corral it all for themselves. That's the fact. They call themselves governments. In many cases, they're bankers, and they really are out there.
And there may be people behind the governments, or there may not, but knowing that information doesn't help the average individual in any way, shape, or form. It's like an interesting story.
Sure, and it is very intriguing and very scary all at the same time. But if you continue listening to the conspiracy guys, they'll never really proffer anything that's of any value to solving the problem.
Right, it can be very defeating because they'll essentially tell you that this group of people is so powerful that you'll never be able to get from under their thumb, and they'll slaughter your family and turn us all into slaves that we'll never be able to Your freedom is at risk.
It seems like their best solution is to pass out DVDs.
That's right. Do you remember the movie A Bug's Life?
I didn't see it. I heard it was good, though. Grasshoppers.
Yeah, eventually the ants figured out that there were a lot more of them than there were of the grasshoppers, and the grasshoppers were in big trouble.
Well, I think we can extrapolate that out to what our solution is, and that is to, number one, free yourself. Free your mind as much as you possibly can. Learn about liberty. Learn about the non-aggression principle. Learn about allowing others to be free. And in that, if you want to be a free man, and none of us are, we're all slaves to this organization known as the government, because they're taking our wealth from us and we have nothing to say about it. So if we free ourselves and free our minds first, then we can focus on freeing others as well, sort of a la the Matrix, right? You got to be Neo.
Yes,
has to be
right.
Free in order to free others. So you free your mind, learn about liberty, learn about freedom, and then do something about it. Well, what is that something? What is it that I can do besides read books and listen to radio shows and things like that? Well, I suggest the Free State Project. I believe it's the best answer for liberty in our lifetime. And I think that that it's essentially the proof of concept is happening now. Have you heard of it before?
No, I have not.
All right. You've got internet access.
I'm writing it down, though.
Yep, you've obviously got internet access, so write this one down. FreeStateProject.org is the website. Go there and learn about a movement of liberty-loving people all moving together to the same place, the same geographic location, in order to be activists for liberty so we can actually achieve liberty in our lifetime. Because as somebody who is not brand new to all these ideas, somebody who's been involved in the liberty movement for my entire adult life, I can tell you that being where you are, and that is relatively separated from other people of like mind, is a very difficult place to be. It's a very lonely place to be.
It really is.
Yep,
a lot of people, they don't want to hear about it, and you have those who, they trip over it. I mean, I've been lost religion, all kind of stuff,
It can be a depressing place to be. You sound even a little bummed out here on the phone. It can be a very depressing place to be.
Yeah, I really am. Even last night, I couldn't even sleep, really, because I learned some other stuff, so...
So here's what I'm suggesting. You channel your abilities where you're going to be surrounded by others, where you've got those ants that you're talking about, Wayne, that are all getting together. They're coalescing into the same place. They're joining forces. And when I say forces, I don't mean violence. We're going to solve this problem through peaceful means. But we're getting together, and that's what's the most important thing, because when you get together with others of like mind, brainstorming happens, ideas are put forth, people take action on those ideas, and things actually move in the right direction. So what we've had so far is hundreds of people have moved to New Hampshire in order to get active for liberty. Hundreds and thousands of more have pledged to move here. And we would love to have you join us here in New Hampshire and actually stand up for freedom where we can make a difference. Now, if you throw that idea out to the conspiracy crowd, they'll come back with more defeatism. The conspiracy crowd will say, well, wait a minute. You can't get together in the same place. They'll kill you all. They'll drop a bomb. These world masters are just going to destroy New Hampshire. And you know what? If that's what happens, well, at least we had a good time while we were here doing what we thought was right to move freedom ahead in our lifetime.
I was going
to
say also that, you know, people who seek to control others usually use obfuscation, they use fear, and most of all, they use ignorance. But as more people become aware of what real liberty and real freedom is and can see through the counterfeit freedom that we have now, then all of a sudden the ploy perceived is no longer a ploy. And that it makes it much more difficult for people to rule over others when people understand what real freedom is.
So with all that in mind, Tyreek, what do you think? How do you feel?
I feel that I will be going to this free stateproject.org. I will be going to that, and I will be doing my research, but I don't know, like, because I've been overwhelmed with all this information.
It's overwhelming.
Yes. It's a lot I have to cycle through my mind and stuff, so, yeah.
Well, yeah, start to get more proactive because that will, you see, what you're doing is you're focusing on the big, bad, whatever it is, the boogeyman. And you have to start, you have to shift your focus to what you can do to make a better world in the future.
Yeah, exactly.
Very good, Tyreek. Hope to hear from you again, and I thank you for the call tonight.
I hope to see him in the Free State is what I hope.
Absolutely. And I like what you say, Wayne. Focusing on what you can do is far more effective than just harping on what might happen or what you believe that the world elites are trying to do and what's coming next and what the next step in the global conspiracy is. I mean, that's going to do is just bum you out, depress you, and immobilize you. But if you're focusing on what you want to create, if you're focusing on what I want to create and help see happen is a voluntary society, is a society based on consent instead of coercion. If we have enough people in the same place who have that same view, then we can really see some incredible changes, I think.
This is spreading throughout the world. You know, I was looking at, have you ever looked at the Daily Paul website?
I've seen it in the past.
Well, they've got the reader, they had a reader map of all the, and they had dots all around the world of people who log onto the site now and actually post. And it's growing all over the world. It's amazing how many people around the world are getting this message of liberty.
Yep, and thank goodness for the information superhighway. The internet is making all of this possible because if it weren't for the interconnection, we would all be, well, we wouldn't be here. I can tell you that. I wouldn't know you, Wayne, and Mark. We certainly wouldn't be doing this show.
No.
800-259-9231. So the fact is, when people get together, there can be some amazing things that happen. That's why the Free State Project is such a powerful idea. Hour 3 coming up.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Do you have...